Cuba City is really coming on strong. Southwestern has been tough all year. Those top four teams in the league are really starting to separate themselves. But it seems like no matter what happens in this conference, there's always a shocker or two every year that you almost can't believe the score when you see it.
Yep, that's what makes it fun. Chris, all right, thanks for talking with us, and good luck tonight against One Ewok Center.
All right, thank you, Phil.
Riverdale coach Chris Kenyon on WRCO's pregame show.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From One Ewok Center High School, home of the Wolves. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to tonight's non-conference game between One Ewok Center and the visiting Riverdale Chieftains. I'm Phil Nee, joined by a little fellow we picked up along the way. His game got canceled tonight. Henry Bray here.
How are you doing, young man?
Good to have you here.
Good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You were out there trying to become the fourth referee tonight.
I did.
They only let three do it. So.
They said they've already got the bottom of the bucket, so they don't need me.
You had a chance to talk to the officials. Who's doing the game today?
We got Charlie Switchenberg, Scott Dahlke, and Kevin Rundy.
I see these fellows a few times through the year.
Yep.
They stay pretty busy. So, looking at the JV score, it was Riverdale getting a win, 59-51, in a hard-fought battle over One Ewok Center. Anything you can see that will be key in this game?
No, I think the biggest key, number one, is the rebounds, and then number two is limit turnovers. And that, that's, if you can limit your turnovers and win the rebounding battle at both ends, you're going to win.
Yep, absolutely. We're going to take time out and be back. We'll introduce you to the starting lineups in just a moment. This is high school boys basketball coverage from WRCO, WRCO.com.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain, knee pain that won't go away, maybe even facing a knee replacement, plantar fasciitis, foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet. Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Spring into action with Riverway Trucking and Hackle Construction. From dirt and gravel hauling to site bulldozing, they've got you covered. Their reliable dump trucks and flatbeds ensure your materials are transported safely and efficiently. Call them at 608-739-3310 for all of your hauling needs in Muscadet. Wishing the best to local athletes this spring.
WRCO. Welcome back to One Ewok Center. Here is a look at the starting lineup. First of all, for the visiting Riverdale Chieftains, we have, first of all, number one, a sophomore, Bevan Dennis. Number two, a sophomore, Owen Blankenship. Number three, senior, Chase Chitwood. Number 11, sophomore, Henry Drone. And number 25, Gavin Prowell. He is a senior. for the Wattiewacht Center Wolves, coached by Kevin Conley. Number three, a junior, Gavin Olson. Number four, Alex Gregorov. He is a senior. Number 21, Kaiten Lanzinger, a sophomore. Number 23, Cam Tellefson, a sophomore. And number 25, Jack Birdie, a sophomore. Wattiewacht looking for its first win on the year. The Chieftains come in at 2-10. So both teams, Henry, are looking at this is one we could have.
Yeah, this is one we can have. And then both, and you got good officials. Pretty nice crowd for as cold as it's been outside. So let's sit back and have a great basketball game.
Some warm basketball thoughts here.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Anyone who, my game was canceled. A lot of games was canceled. And
here we are
underway.
Yep, we are. Tip control by the Wolves. They'll take it to the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Good. Nothing but net. Number 23, Cam Tellefson. 3-0 Wolves. Riverdale basketball, Dennis into the front court, penetrates a bit, stops, fires off to the left side, Blankenship. Now it goes back to Dennis. Three on the way, that one banks off the back of the iron. The rebound pulled down by the Wolves in the corner. Gregorov with the rebound, brings it out to Gavin Olson. Olson guarded closely. Tellefson on a drive, down deep, tough shot in traffic, scores! 5-0 Wolves. That's a good start, Hank.
Yes, they are. Two from the field.
Can't beat that, right?
Yep.
Pretty good shooting. Bevan Dennis walks into the front court. The Chieftains in their traveling dark uniforms with the maroon lettering. Bass comes to the near side. The Chieftains looking. They like this left corner. Chitwood gives it back now to Dennis, the free throw line. Dennis on a drive. Leans in. Scores.
Nice
off the glass and down.
Very nice shot. Took his time and patience. Penetrated to the inside and got the bucket.
Riverdale putting out a little bit of pressure in the backcourt. They tip it away and out of bounds. It will be Wolves basketball. Riverdale getting the chance to put it on here initially. And with the out of bounds play, Riverdale gets a chance to kind of sink it in a little bit more, perhaps. Pass comes in, and now Wattiewacht Wolves bring it up to the half-court line. And now Olson stops, drops it off to the right side. Here's Tellefson, three on the way. No good. They missed one.
Finally.
The rebound by Bevan Dennis. 5-2, Wattiewacht Center. Dennis across the half-court line, top of the circle, pulls up, three on the way, top of the key, good! He's pretty good shooting tonight, right? Five apiece here at the Wolves' home den. This pass out of bounds, a turnover.
It is a turnover, yep.
Riverdale gets it back. You're keeping tabs on those.
Yep, I am.
Some games you might run out of ink.
Yeah, but I have two pens tonight.
Do you have two pens?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
But they're WRCO pens, so I hope they're good.
They might have static. They might cut out a little bit. Dennis off the screen, drives right, leans in, and the crowd won't go. Gets his own foot back, puts it up, and good. Evan Dennis off to a great start tonight. 7-5, Riverdale. 7 unanswered points. The Wolves put it in play, and Wattiewacht will bring it off to Lanzinger. It's knocked away and out of bounds. Good hands by Chase Chitwood. Riverdale has traveled well. Good number of fans here tonight.
Yes, they are.
They braved not only the cold, we had a little snow on the way
up
here.
Yes, we did. Snow and dust. I think it's a little bit of a mixture of everything with the wind blowing. And
blowing it in there. It was ugly. Pass comes across the left side, and now they'll break it down for a pass down low. The Wolves blocked by Chitwood, and he steps out of bounds. Excellent athletic play there by Chase Chitwood, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and he stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Unfortunately, it was a great defensive play, great hustle play by Chase.
He avoided the foul, knocked it away from Tellefson. Inbound pass comes. The Wolves take a deep three. That one's on the way. Good. And they're off to a good start.
Yes, they are.
The arc. That was Tellefson again. And it is 8-7.
He's got all eight, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. The Wolves in the lead. Bevan Dennis across the timeline. And Bevan doing well with all of Riverdale's points. He'll drive. There's another shot in the lane. It's up and no good. Fought for, and a jump ball call on the rebound. So
we go back to Riverdale here, I believe.
You are right. A lot of friends up here in Wattiewacht. You seem to recognize a lot of people.
A lot of people recognize me. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
You owe money probably from knocked away. Picked up by the Wolves, and they'll take it the other way now after Riverdale had the initial.
Do you have your bank card on you?
I think so. Pass goes left side. Tellefson trying to get open. Uses a screen. Brings it near side. Now the ball goes back to Lanzinger. Tellefson, he got another one. Beat two that time. Boy, he can't miss.
No, he cannot.
10-7, Wolves in the lead. Bevan Dennis running across Riverdale, throws it low post, backing in now, and getting tied up is Owen Blankenship. And this time the arrow points to Wanewoc Center. I played a lot of games in the upstairs.
I remember reffing with Kenny Thede down here, and he had some great memories of the upstairs up there. So, and they put a new floor in, new scoreboards up there.
Looks good. Yeah, a lot of use out of it. Knocked away in the backside. Here comes the ball. Henry, it's your big chance. Nice catch. Good play by Henry Bray. Saved our equipment with a good catch.
Saved my Diet Pepsi, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. It wasn't our equipment. It was your Diet Pepsi. We are courtside here. We have courtside tickets.
Nice seats. Tori Needham down here does a great job. Athletic director.
Formerly of Fenimore many years ago. Here's Dennis for another quick one on the way. Good for two. It's a shootout between Cam Tellefson of Wanewoc Center and Bevan Dennis of Riverdale. 10-9 ball game score. Wolves in the lead. They'll bring it up the middle. Olsen across the timeline, pushes it. 3-on-2, takes it himself, plays it in. Good. Breaking through the defense. First basket for him, 12-9. Wolves, Dennis, the other way. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, Tellefson. Cam bringing it the other way. Scoops it up, shot no good. First foul of the game on Riverdale. So they'll take it to the bench. It's on number 3, Chase Chitwood.
We got to be nice over here because old Charlie Switchenberg's right in front of us. He'll probably kick us out if we're not.
I've not had that happen to me over the years, but I suppose it could. Free throw is good.
All I got to do is pay Charlie to toss you. He'll probably toss you.
Especially with you along, you never know what might happen. Never a dull moment. So it's now a 13-9 lead.
Hey, I like it so far. 14 minutes into it, one foul.
Free throw is good. It's 14-9. Wolves. Riverdale in the backcourt. 14 minutes remaining in the first half as Bevan crosses the midcourt line. Left side pulls up. 3 on the way. It is in and out. Dismissed. Rebound down low by the Chieftains. Put back up. Good. Off the glass and down for Blankenship. 14-11. Chieftains getting a good board. Now knocked away on the full court press. The Wolves are going to be stopped, and I think they got a timeout.
Yep.
Coach Connolly got a timeout.
30-second timeout.
All right. 13:40 remaining. First half, 14-11. The Wolves lead the Chieftains on WRCO Sports.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Oh, Henry, are you surprised you've had as much offense as we have so far?
Yeah, I'm really surprised. I mean, a nice pace to the game, and you know everybody's in it. So, and not a lot of missed shots, and good basketball right now.
Lanzinger throws it left side. It's held there by Tollefson. Now he'll get it back. 3 on the way after the kick out. No good. There's a foul underneath. That's going to be whistled on Wanewoc. That'll be their first foul. And the Chieftains will get it. No backcourt pressure from the Wolves. Foul is on Gavin Olsen at his first.
You know, I expected some backcourt pressure from the Wolves, and maybe
they will off and on.
Yep.
They don't have a real deep bench, according to Coach Conley.
Right.
14-11, they lead it. Riverdale with the basketball. Blankenship left side. Scoops it down to Dennis. Bevan is trapped in the corner, backs off. 3 on the way, got it. Oh, man.
Wow.
A step back 3. 14 apiece, Bevan Dennis ties it up. Pass goes left side, down to Tellefson. Kicks it in to Birdie. Back out to the corner, Wolves. They like that shot around the arc, too.
Yes, they do. And
knocked away. So it will be, again, belong to.
Oh, it is a turnover.
Is it a turnover?
It is. It's their third of the game. Threw it on the out-of-bounds line.
So the official's right on that. It'll be Riverdale ball right by their bench. Coach Chris King into the coach's box today. Pass comes back now to Bevan Dennis, and he is bringing it across half court. Guarded closely by Olsen. This is a good matchup. Down to the corner. Ball fake, and the shot is no good for Blankenship. One more, and then a jump ball call. The arrow keeps it at Riverdale side. So the Chieftains can lead this trip. And the inbound pass will come from right near the door, Owen Blankenship. We'll put it in play. Blankenship looks, fires to the corner. There's a long three on the way for Riverdale. Good for Gavin Crowell. That's his first three. That'll make it 17-14. Riverdale across the timeline. The Wolves, they're trapped in the lane, and they're going to be called for traveling.
Yes.
So the turnover puts it back in the hands of the Chieftains. Again, good defense. Straight up, didn't reach.
No, you know, what can you call? If they're straight up, you can't call a foul.
Nope. Well, you could, but you should.
Yeah, Henry shouldn't.
Henry shouldn't. Devin Dennis across the timeline accelerates into the lane. Nice feed down low. Shot on the way. Oh, blocked out of bounds. The shot by Krell was rejected there by Birdie. It'll come back now to Riverdale underneath the basket. And their chance to lead. We're tied at 14. Dennis, turnaround jumper on the way for two. No good for the corner. Saved inbounds by Riverdale. Out of bounds. Good athletic play by Owen Blankenship.
Yep.
Threw it off a Wolves player. So Riverdale again on the baseline. Looking. Now the pass comes inbound. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound Wolves. 12:08 remaining here in the first half. Chieftains now lead it by three. Across the timeline, Olson gives it off now to the rescue. There is Tellefson. Back to the right side. Birdie throws it down low. Knocked away. Picked up again by Olson. Near side, it's Birdie. Birdie to Olson. They'll reverse it. Left side, Riverdale, tight defense. Lansinger doesn't shoot now on the near side. Birdie will. It's up and no good. Buckmore put back by the Wolves. No good. And the rebound by Riverdale. Balled in. Down the floor for Henry Drone. Here's a nice shot for Dennis for three. No good. Drone hustles, gets the rebound. Back to Dennis. Shot of the way. Blocked by the Wolves. Ellison with a block and a jump ball call.
The Wolves.
Yeah, the arrow points the Wolves.
Down here we had a play where the kid, the ball hit his foot. You had heard a couple of people, that's a kickball. It's not a kickball. The foot has to leave the floor. It has to be an intentional kick.
Oh.
Unintentional kickballs are not called in high school basketball.
Pass comes to the near side for the Wolves, setting up the overload. Back to Chitwood. They'll reverse it. Now, Kate, there's a shot on the way. It is no good. Rebound by Cagle. Nice job. Pull down. And the Chieftains take it the other way. 17-14, they lead. Blankenship will drive. Tough shot up,
nice
and
shot.
That is good.
That's a nice, tough shot.
Absolutely. He's got four, and the Chieftains lead by five, 19-14. Across the timeline for the Wolves, number three, Gavin Olson, throws it a high post. Turnaround shot for Tellefson, no good. But four, the rebound by Riverdale, pulled down by Crowell, and the Chieftains pushing it up ahead into the toast there. The shot is up and good for Blankenship. He's got six. Riverdale on a nice run. 21-14. Wolves tried to answer. Here's a Tellefson shot for two. No good. Put back up, and that is on the rim. No good for Olson. Rebound Dennis. He's off to the races. One on two. Two on two now. Throws it back away. Picked up by the Wolves. Coming the other way. Here's Tellefson. Around the defender. Goes in with a
nice
tough
move.
And score.
Very nice move.
Nice ball player.
Yes, it was.
21-16.
He's a nice ball player.
Yep. Riverdale by five. 10 minutes remaining in the first half. Devin Dennis to Blankenship. There's a three on the way for Owen. No good. Rebound Wolves. Outlet pass. They're going to take it across the timeline. Lansinger back to Olson. Olson accelerates. Throws to the corner. And around the wheel it goes. Right side Tellefson. Baseline Gregorov. He'll make a move.
Okay, travel.
And traveling. Yeah. We were talking about this the other night. Can you imagine if they still jumped every ball?
Oh, my goodness.
Where there was a tie-up, how long the games would be?
Oh, it would definitely extend them one day.
It would. We used to do that all the time. Then you get into a situation once in a while where the refs would line them up wrong, and then you get somebody shooting in the wrong basket.
Yep. That happens. It happened quite frequently.
Yeah, it did.
Hanko coming for a...
Not you.
No, for a... Well, I'm sorry. Let's see if I got it right. Yeah, Cooper Hanko's now in for a... the Wolves.
Okay. Dennis's pass inbounds. That one is kicked, and it's out of bounds. It'll belong to Riverdale along the baseline. 9:28 remaining here in the first half. Pass comes in play. Krell kicks it out. Dennis on the right wing calls the play. Here are the Wolves bench. Backs off with the dribble. Now accelerates a bit. Goes in between a double team. Tough shot. Wow! Blocked there by Tellefson. It comes out long. Picked up by the Wolves. Lansinger into the front court. Back to Grove, and he'll get it now to Olsen. Left side, the Wolves looking. They'll throw it toward the backcourt, and it's going to be over and back. Threw it away.
They did.
So a turnover puts it back in the hands of Riverdale. We have nearly a half of a half left here.
Nearly half of a half. 9:04 left.
First stanza. Riverdale leading by five. Devin Dennis with the basketball. Immediately goes to the right side, looking for a cutter through the lane, directing traffic. And now stops the dribble, tries to fire it low, knocked away by Olsen. Saved, and now picked up by Dennis. He'll back off for a three, and it's no good, but he's fouled.
Yes, he did.
And he'll get three free throws. So Bevin Dennis will test his free throw ability, which is pretty good. Second foul on the Wolves, and unfortunately for them, it's the second on Gavin Olsen. Free throw for Dennis. Number one is good. First free throw of the game for Riverdale. That puts them up 22-16. One more for Bevin. This one in the air, and that is good. One more for Bevin. He's got two for two, going three for three. So 23-16. This one in the air, and that one is on the rim, and that is good.
Gets a nice bounce.
The trifecta.
Yes, it is.
24-16, Riverdale. Wolves in the backcourt. It's kicked by the Chieftains and out of bounds. We'll go back to the Wolves. They're wearing their white and gold uniforms. But when I played, Wolves were green colored.
Yeah, well, I think when they're on the road, they are green.
Are they green?
Yes.
They're gold and white.
Yeah.
This one passed to the left side, and it is out of bounds. Yep. Back to Riverdale. Chieftain basketball. You and I are getting warmed up for wrestling coverage.
Yes, we are.
Working
yeah.
together.
Sorry.
We need to warm up on a night like this. One of the few games going on. On a drive, Blankenship, and
foul.
He's fouled. Wolves not quite there in time, Henry.
No, he was using his whole body to push him out, so it was a good call.
Foul number 21, Tayton Lanzinger, his first. Team's third. Riverdale catches the inbound. Devin Dennis on the right wing. Devin brings it back to the left side. Kicks it now, and around the wheel it goes. It's going to be knocked away by the Wolves. They save it inbound. Stolen away now by Oneiwoc Center. Lanzinger the other way throws it away, and out of bounds. We'll go back to Riverdale. NRL Gantua is into the game for the Chieftains. You and I were talking about him. He does a nice job.
Yes, he does. Yes.
Pass comes in play to Bevin Dennis. And Tula to the left side. And off to Gavin Krell. And now Blankenship on the right wing. He'll drive. He'll shoot. It's going to be, two free throws coming up, though. So it goes back the other way. Oneiwoc Center's had some good teams over the years here. 1996 regional champion for John Benish, who was the coach then, longtime coach.
Yes. I actually ref for Kenny Thiem, that ref for Mr. Benish over here.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Free throw is good by Blankenship.
He could chew you out without chewing you out.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't even realize you're getting it.
Exactly.
Yeah. The more intellectual chewing out, maybe.
Yes.
Free throw is good on both accounts. Riverdale 5 of 5 from the line. And they're up by 10, 26-16. Wolves have it knocked away. This press for Riverdale is being effective.
It is.
So the Wolves will have it back from the corner, 7:48 remaining.
See, a press to me is when the team presses, they're not necessarily trying to steal the ball. All they're doing is trying to interrupt your offense.
Yep.
And they do a nice job. There's another turnover.
Knocked away. Picked up by Riverdale in the backcourt. In Gantula helping out. Bevin Dennis picks it up.
Bevin's really fast with the basketball, so he's really quick on his first foot.
Really difficult to guard.
Yes, he is.
Free throw line left, back to the right side, Blankenship. He'll drive, backs in, keeps the dribble, holds it up, bouncy, back to Gantula.
Nice move.
He moves left. Oh, it's spotted, out of bounds, blocked by Tellefson. Good move, but Tellefson was waiting in the wings.
Yep, that's the third block of the night.
Wow. He jumped out of the gym to get that one.
Yes, he did.
That was
a very nice move to do.
It was. Ball comes in play, knocked away by the Wolves, and they tightrope it, getting it in. Hanko, nice play. Up ahead to Tellefson. Bouncy down low. There's Hanko, shot on the way, put back up. No good by Garlow, and we're going to see a foul on Riverdale. It is a shooting foul, it looks like. So that will stop the clock with 7:08 remaining here in the first half. Riverdale leading 26-16. And the Wolves at to the free throw line. Dellefson in the air with that one. It is good. He's 3 of 3.
Yes, he is.
26-17. I don't have the season stats on what he averages, but
it's got to be pretty good.
I'm guessing it is. This one in the air, and that one is good. So that makes it 26-18. Riverdale by 8 on the road here against the Scenic Bluffs 21 Wolves. Good brand of basketball in this conference.
Yep.
Blankenship drives, dumps it low, and Tula lays it up. No, missed it. Hits his own board, and now fires it back to Blankenship. Coming down the lane, shot up, and good for Owen.
Nice move.
He's got 10 points already.
I tell you what, he's really, really good around the hoop.
28-18, Wolves break the pressure. Now they're almost triple-teamed at the scorer's table and get it across. Olsen penetrates a bit, goes to the lane, in the crowd, shot up, and good for Olsen. 28-20. Boy, full-time job keeping track of the score here tonight, man. We're writing, and you're writing.
I'm just making sure my dots add up to the score dots.
Blankenship driving down low, lost his balance, now gives it back to Devin Dennis. 3 on the way, no good. Rebound on the weak side here by Colin Walsh. Just into the game for Riverdale. Nice rebound. Back to Blankenship. 3 on the way. Good.
Wow.
Owen Blankenship nails the triple. 31-20. And the Wolves break the press. They're going down the boulevard. Shot on the way and up and good for Alex Gregorov. That's his first basket.
Nice move.
31-22. Nobody told these guys it was cold out there.
Yeah.
They're shooting hot. Devin Dennis on a drive. Nice pass down low. Shot up. No. No good for Gantula. Rebound by the Wolves. Here's Tellefson. Bringing it. Throws it left. A tough shot. High off the glass.
Oh,
wow. That is old school.
That is old school basketball.
That's
right there.
Pea Ridge, Arkansas.
We didn't have glass, though.
Oh, I suppose not. Probably, cardboard?
Yeah, wood.
Wood. 31-24. 7-point lead here for the Chieftains. On a dribble drive, nice pass down low, and a turnaround shot is up, and no good for Chitwood. Walsh had a nice feed. The Wolves get the rebound, and they'll bring it out. Olsen near side, Tellefson right wing, drives closer for a 2, on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Riverdale. That's Owen Blankenship again.
Blankenship had to miss that.
Okay. Devin Dennis brings it across half court, 4:50 to play first half. Lost the handle, and then he's fouled on the way through in the lane.
Chase is getting ready to check in. That's the only reason I saw that. So, but they do look alike.
Yeah. All right. So the inbound feed will come from the baseline. And as you mentioned, Riverdale with a couple of subs back in, Gavin Krell and Chase Chitwick. And the inbound for Riverdale from the baseline to Bevan. Dennis gets around the defender, dumps it low. Blankenship is trapped. Ball kicks around, and there's a kick. It'll go back to the Wolves. 7-point ball game here tonight. Three teams have played, Henry. You would think that either one of them had the lesser record.
Oh, I tell you. I mean, when they play, they just play hard. And that tells you that the competition in their conferences are really tough.
Right. Absolutely. Both sides. Pass comes near side. It's held up. Now Birdie on a drive. Kicks it to the corner. 3 on the way. It is up and good. Nothing but net for the Wolves. Lanzinger nailed a 3. 4-point game. Riverdale trying for an answer. 3 on the way. No good for Walsh. And the rebound pulled down by the Wolves. And here they come. 31-27. 4:07 remaining in the first half. Pass back to the right side. Give and go low. Moving is Gregorov. Dumps it to the low post. And now the player is trapped, knocked away by Riverdale, picked up in the corner. Great defense by Blankenship.
Nice hustle by Chase Chitwood.
Yeah, he saved it inbound.
Yes, he did.
Devin Dennis across the half-court line. Dennis on the left wing, back and in, creates a shot and scores.
He's so shifty. I mean, he really is. He's a shifty, especially with the ball in his hand. So
hard to guard.
Yes, he is.
33-27, Tellefson with the basketball, top of the circle. Thought about a shot, gives it over to Birdie, brings it back to the right side, Hanko. Hanko leans in, tough shot, won't stay, rebound, Riverdale.
I wonder if he's going to be there for Wednesday.
Chase Chitwood with the rebound. Who?
Hanko or Fact?
But yeah, we should bring him in. And the ball on the near side. Dennis cleared everybody out. All alone on the left side. Now a leap in leaner. Up and good. Owen, or I should say Devin Dennis. Nice play. And Riverdale all of a sudden is up by a 35-27 score.
It was just a second ago.
I know. Around the horn for the Wolves. Top of the key three is in and out there for Phillipson.
Foul. On number 25, I believe, for Riverdale.
Gavin Krell? That's nope. His first.
Or maybe just two. I can't remember. I didn't see his left hand.
Nope. You're close.
Maybe just two.
About got there.
Yep.
It's on Owen Blankenship, yep. Actually. Riverdale with just three fouls. The Wolves with five. Here's a three for Tellefson. That is good.
Wow.
He's got three of those tonight in the first half. 35-30, Riverdale. Evan Dennis across the timeline at half court. Clears everybody out. Drives baseline behind the back dribble. Looks. Now drives. Down deep. Reverse lay-in. Oh, what a shot, but it didn't go. Tellefson with a rebound. Outlet pass now. And the Wolves. Grigorov across the half court line. Tellefson, top of the key. There he is again. And it's
wow.
Good. Holy mackerel.
And we got a two-point game, Bill.
35-33. Riverdale goes up by 8 or 10, and all of a sudden it's 2 again. And now Dennis on a drive. He is fouled on the play.
Going to be fouled by number 21, Philip. Peyton Lansinger.
Okay. That's his second. Six. Oh, he got three
on
the board now.
On the board for him.
Imagine that. I missed one.
Ah, it's got to be their mistake. You've never missed one.
I'm not at midseason form yet. 2:05 remaining.
You'll get that in April.
Yeah, exactly. Baseball season. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Dennis shoots on the way. No good. Rebound Riverdale. Kick out. Blankenship up. No good. Good rebound back there by Krell, but Riverdale is not able to score. And the Wolves can tie or take the lead. Pass to the left side. Down to the baseline. Looking now. Losing his balance is Lansinger. Loose on the floor. And the ball is kicked. It'll be Wolves basketball. So going to inbound the ball, Wanniwak center. 1:41 remaining here in the first half. There's a lob. Here's a near side on the way for Grigorov for 15-footer. No good. Rebound Riverdale. Henry Drone. There he is. Keeping that good name of Henry alive.
Right? We got Hanko and Henry.
And Henry.
Yeah.
Dennis across the timeline, top of the circle. Throws it to Blankenship. Ball fake, drives closer. There he leans in on the lane. It's off the glass, out of the rim, and rebounded by the Wolves. That one was almost down.
It was looked down and come back out.
Tellefson for three. No good. Missed that one just about an inch too long, and it's going to be rebounded by Riverdale. Chitwood, Dennis, Blankenship all the way down deep. Missed the shot. Rebound Riverdale up good by Henry Drone on the putback. 37-33. We got a shootout.
Well, we have a shootout.
50 seconds remaining here in the first half. Pass goes inside. Grigorov leaps in.
Nice move,
and he scores. Alec Grigorov, it is 37-35. Team's getting their wind sprints in here.
I'll tell you what, my shot's almost full, buddy.
We'll take a look at that at halftime during the Berryland Transportation High School Sports Update halftime show. Grigorov gets a steal. He's taking it coast to coast, and a foul by Devin Dennis saves the layup. Devin picks up his first foul.
That's not a bad foul.
No, it's not. Coach used to say, if you're going to foul them, make sure they don't make the basket.
Yeah, that's not a bad foul right there.
But going to the line, Alec Grigorov for the Wolves. 23 seconds remaining in the first half. This one in the air, and that one is good.
They're 5-for-5 at the line.
So get this.
Both teams are 5-for-5.
We've not missed a free throw tonight.
Wow.
Isn't that something? That doesn't happen very
often. No, that's impressive.
I've had a lot of games where it was the other way this year. This one in the air, and that one is on the rim, and I jinxed him. He missed it.
You jinxed it.
Thank you. Rebound Riverdale.
Who or me? I don't know.
Chitwood kicks it over to Blankenship, across the half-court line, gets down deep, shot up, out of bounds. The Wolves, Tellefson gets a block. Timeout taken by Mr. Coach Chris Kenyon. 13 seconds remaining first half. We'll be back with the conclusion on the half of the moment.
30-second timeout here.
WRCO and WRCO.com.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Welcome back to the home of the Oneiwok Center Wolves. The Wolves Den, 13 seconds remaining first half. Riverdale leads by one. Inbound pass. Here's the catch by Drone. Gives it back to Dennis. Lost it. Now picked up by the Wolves. And with 5 seconds, whipping it to the near side. Birdie up in the crowd. He'll score. His first basket. Riverdale bombs one. No good at the other end by Dennis. And at halftime, the Wolves have come all the way to take a lead. 38-37. We've been crunching some numbers here, but the Chieftains a couple of times were up by double digits. I know they were up 26-16 at one point, but it always kind of evaporated quickly.
It did. And the young man, who was the guy from Townsend, you can't stop him.
Four threes.
I mean, that's 12 points. That's a huge, huge thing. I mean, the officials are doing a great job.
Absolutely.
I mean, they really are. So,
they're walking by. We got to say
they're doing a good job. No, I just think, there are a lot of turnovers. I'm going to do up the turnovers, a lot of charge start. Offense and defensive rebounds very limited just because of all the made shots.
Yeah.
A lot of people going to the hole, very little fouls. So they're taking their opportunities. I mean, both teams, Oneiwok is 5 from 6 from the line. Riverdale is 5 from 5 with the line. I mean, and we talked about turnovers, and we talked about rebounds, and we have – pretty much even. So
both teams are bringing their A game.
They are.
Tonight.
They are. So
38-37, the Wolves have come back to lead by a point at intermission. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The annual Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invite was held Saturday at Weston Schools after being canceled a year ago. Holman Varsity Reserves came out on top with 208.5 points, while first-time entrant Oosberg finished second with 197 and led the way with 4 individual champions. It was a big day for several area teams. Bill Twining has more.
Ithaca Weston had 4 runners-up: Carrick Thompson, Ashton Bennett, Nolan Waldner, and Caden Coleman. Derek Franzen was 4th in his weight class, while freshman Deacon McDonough won his 5th place match, and freshman Reed Wabshaw and sophomore Ben Otto both won 7th place bouts. Richland Center had the tournament's most valuable wrestler and champion, Ethan Hady. Freshman Caden Stibbe and senior Mason Jelinek each won 3rd place matches, while Braden Kleppe placed 4th at 285. Sophomore Brock Barrett and junior Ethan Bindle won bouts for 5th place, and freshman Blake Muller placed 6th at 144. Riverdale was led by 3 champions in senior Talon Childs and juniors Brody Meese and Grant Matthews. Sophomore Lakota Brewer also reached the finals and placed 2nd at 132 pounds. Freshman James Schramm and Wyatt McGuire each won 3rd place matches. Freshman Wyatt Schramm and senior Chase McGuire each finished 4th. And a pair of teammates registered pins in winning matches for 5th place, seniors Caden Currier and Gavin Mirabelli, who won 3 matches returning to action for the first time since December of 2022. Royal Oneiwok Center had 2 men in the finals and saw both Brendan Rick and Samson Degner finish 2nd. Jackson Bender, Emerson Murray, and Trenton Fye all placed 3rd for Royal Oneiwok Center, and freshman Easton Wopat finished 4th at 126. Reporting for WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000-square-foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO. 38-37, Oneiwok Center leads in this game. We're at halftime at the Wolves' Den here today. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Henry Bray. Henry, I've added up the scoring. Who do you think has more points, Oneiwok Center's Cam Tellefson or Bevan Dennis of Riverdale?
I'm gonna have to say it's Tellefson from Oneiwok Center.
Tellefson has 22. Bevan Dennis, 19.
Wow.
At half.
I tell you, they're putting on a nice show.
They are.
They really are. And you know what? What I like with Riverdale, when Bevan wasn't scoring, you had Blankenship stepping in.
Yeah.
How many does Blankenship have?
Blankenship has 13.
I mean, he's kind of like the silent factor. He's done a really, really nice job. And, you know, and they just keep coming at you in waves.
You bet. Gavin Krell with 3 and 2 for Henry Drone. For the Wolves, 5 points for Alec Grigorov, 6 points for Gavin Olson, 3 for Tayton Lansinger, and 2 for Jack Birdie. The Wolves, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Riverdale, 5 of 5. The Chiefs make 4 threes and 5 threes for the Wolves. Now, I know you've been keeping a shot chart.
Yes,
what
yeah.
does it show here?
What does it show here? Riverdale is shooting 40% from the arc. They are 4 out of 10, so that's 40%. From the inside the arc, Phil, they're shooting 9 out of 23, which is 39%. So they're right there. They're shooting 40%. They're good enough to win there. So that's a pretty good number. Now, for Oneiwok, they're shooting 45% from the arc, and they're shooting 56% from the floor.
Wow.
Now, I will tell you this. Riverdale shot the ball 9 more times, which is a huge factor, because Oneiwok has 11 turnovers. Okay? Now, and Riverdale has 10 turnovers, which we talked about for rebounds and turnovers. That's a huge thing. Defensive rebounds, we have 8 for Riverdale and 6 for Oneiwok. And offensive rebounds, that's to me, if it's an offensive rebound, you get another shot. So you have 4 for Oneiwok, and you have 5 for Riverdale.
Okay.
So that's and 4 out of 5 of those rebounds for Riverdale were putbacks. So that's an extra chance at you, and they scored 8 points out of 10. So that's how I look at it. So
we'll see if both teams can keep up this.
Yeah,
pace.
Without question. I know. I don't know if I could.
We're writing them down. We can't keep up.
I know.
Oneiwok Center has come back to lead 38-37 at halftime. here at Oneewalk Center against Riverdale. And the second half is next from WRCO Radio Sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Phil Neath, flip phone scoreboard here. Argyle with a win against Blackhawk, 66-57. Also, Bell 55-42 over River Ridge. And let's see, I think we had another final. It's Fenimore over Southwestern. Is that right? Or was that from the other night? Phil Neath, flip phone is, you know, maybe
I know. I know River Valley 2.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Riverdale, JV beat River Valley 2 tonight. So.
We're underway.
I totally missed that one.
All right. Second half, we're underway.
I think we already had a turnover, didn't we?
We did. Riverdale got it back, though.
And then there's another turnover.
Tennis. Shot on the way, no good. But for rebound by the Wolves and a jump ball call. As for Gorham, ties up with Throne.
If when Riverdale shot that ball, Phil, would he have been in three-point land?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
totally missed that one.
Yep. Ball comes in play. Delops into the backcourt. Olsen. Swings it back to him. They get it across the timeline. He drives from the left side. Tries to throw it low. Knocked away. Big play again by Gavin Kruel. And he brings it down to the right side to Blankenship. Blankenship three on three and leans in. Shot won't go. Rebound Grigorov of the Wolves. Back to Olsen. 21 center leading 38-37. Early second half. Half comes top of the circle. Off to the right side. Tellefson to the corner. Grigorov got around the defender, takes a shot, no good, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line. We're nearly a minute into the contest here in the second half, and the first foul goes against Riverdale. Get the number in a moment. It's Krell. His first free throw in the air, and no good for Grigorov. He'll get one more. Officials. Getting it back to him. Trying to give his team a two-point edge. This one in the air, and that one is good. Grigorov knocks down the points. Got a total of 6 points tonight.
He's a nice little ball player, too.
Yes, 39-37 our score. Wolves in the lead. Riverdale looking for a tie in the lane with a turnaround. Shot on the way, no good. And the rebound by the Wolves. Blankenship missed one. And it goes back the other way. Tommy Railing starting here.
He didn't play
in the first half. On a drive there, the Wolves shot on the way, no good for Olsen. Rebound, Devin Dennis. He emerges and brings it the other way now for the Chieftains. Top of the circle, takes a three. On the way, no good. Rebound out to the corner.
Nice hustle.
Dennis, yeah, good hustle. Gets it back. Around the wheel it goes. Caught on the near side by Chitwood. Now back to Dennis. Dennis. Making a move, tries to hand off, nothing there, gives it back to Blankenship, and he is going to be stopped in three seconds. Wolves will get it back. Chieftains trying to get a little more spring in their step here like they had in the first half, some of these offensive series. Half comes in play, and it's caught. Ellison back to Olsen. Grigorov, Chieftains good defense. Railing gets it up across the half-court line. Now Grigorov trying to get it low, and it's kicked by the Chieftains and out of bounds. Gavin Kroll. Cuba City leading River Valley 22-13 boys basketball. That is the first half. Wolves get the set to put it in play. Bounce feed comes in. It's going to be lost momentarily, and now they'll get it to Tellefson. He'll stop, shoot the deep three. It's on the way. No good. Just missed. Rebound pulled down by Chase Chitwood and a jump ball call. Tommy Railing ties him up. And the Chieftains get it back. No backcourt pressure. So 39-37, Wolves with a two-point lead. Chieftains had a 10-point lead in the first half.
Yes, they did.
Yeah,
they did.
They looked really strong. Dennis drives, shot on the way. That is good. He drives. He just kind of
floats it up there.
True jump shot.
Yes, it is.
Ball comes in play. We're tied at 39, by the way. The Wolves bringing it all the way down deep. Olsen dishes. It's caught in the paint. Shot goes up, blocked by Riverdale. Picked up by the Wolves. Railing on the right side. Grigorov back to the left side. Hanko. And now holding the ball is Olsen. Fires it over to the far side. Tellefson started closely at backup. Way for two. No good. Put back up and throw it by Cooper Hanko. That's his first basket. 41-39, Waniwak Center.
Railing's in the game now because he played a full game of JV, so he can only play a half. So
that's what it is.
Yep.
Three on the way. Oh, good. Burying at Riverdale's Chase Chitwood. That's his first basket. And the Chieftains lead, 42-41. Wolves into the front court. Olsen right side. Railing moves in. 18-footer. Banks off and in. Tommy Railing with his first basket.
Banks open. He's just a sophomore. He's a good-looking athlete.
43-42, 14:30 remaining in the ballgame. Evan Dennis directing traffic, moves into the lane, now kicks it out. Three on the way, it is good for Blankenship.
Wow.
He's got two triples tonight. Riverdale leads it 45-43, and it's stolen away in the backcourt by the Chieftain, Chase Chitwood. Back to Evan Dennis. He'll throws to the corner. Ball fake for Drone, gets a little closer, kicks it out. Blankenship is guarded closely, moves around the defender. Deep tries to go back door with it, and it's knocked out of bounds by the Wolves.
Blankenship's a tough, tough kid inside there. I mean, his body moves just around the defense. And
not afraid to scrap it up.
No, he's not.
So he'll give the ball a tap, looks, fires it in. Evan Dennis, free throw line left, fires it to the corner. There's a three on the way, and that is no good for Chitwood, I should say. And the ball comes back the other way. Rebounded by Tellefson. He'll take it. Going left side, Olsen. Olsen moves. Fires back to Railing. Railing to Olsen. Now back to the near side. They're going to work it to Tellefson. He pivots. Nowhere to go. Throws it again to the free throw line. Wolves with a fallaway jumper. It is no good, but a foul call. That almost went.
It almost went.
So we'll come back to the free throw line. And both teams shooting pretty well from the line during the first half. This one in the air, and that one is good.
Got every part of the iron on that one.
Yeah. Oh,
every part, and even going down, I got it.
Like you're winning a teddy bear at the fair for your girlfriend.
I wouldn't know what that's like.
Free throw in the air, and that one is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Riverdale. Outlet to Bevan Dennis. Dennis makes a move. Baseline, nothing. Knocked away, and jump ball is going to be called. Boy, it's tough and tight on the inside.
Oh, it is.
Wolves get the arrow. 45-43.
Man, I call that as a turnover. I know people, it is a turnover because you had the basketball and you lost it on a jump ball. So
actually, 45-44, I should say. Correct that score. Chieftains by a point. Wolves throw it to the inside. It's going to be high and lost and now picked up by Bevan Dennis. It's easy to mess up the score because it changes about every 10 seconds, right? That's the way it's been. Bevan Dennis driving to the free throw line. Pivots, gives it back to the near side. There's a three on the way for Blankenship. No good. One more jump ball call. Henry Drone tying up with Alec Grigorov. Into the game for Riverdale, NRL Gantula. And the Wolves trying to defend it. In the drone, he scores.
A nice inbound play.
It was. And Riverdale takes the lead, 47-44. along the near side on the drive. Olsen down deep, goes up with the left hand, no good. Fouled on the play, and he will get two. Chieftains pick up their third foul this half. This is going to be on Gantula.
I think Wanniwog come out and said, we're going to attack the hoop. That's what they've been doing.
Yeah, a little different strategy. This one is no good. First half, they were all about the perimeter.
Five and six, yeah. Yes, they were.
Second one coming up for Olsen. In the air, and that one is no good. And Rubendale couldn't secure the rebound. It is out of bounds. It'll belong to the Wolves. Chieftains leading it by three, 47-44 here at Wanniwog Center. One of the few games going on tonight.
Yes.
A lot of things canceled, including your game.
My game was. I was supposed to be at Seneca. Was Zika Boys at Seneca?
Gregora missed a shot. Rebound now by Blankenship.
Nice pass.
Up ahead to Drone. Knocked out of bounds by the Wolves.
That was a great pass. Great defense, too. I mean, nice job getting a hand in there, getting it out. Just, you know, living for the next play.
Inbound for Riverdale. Out to Dennis. Right by the Riverdale bench. Takes a couple of dribbles in. He's not afraid to shoot it if he feels like he can make
it. I don't think any of these kids are afraid to shoot it.
Wherever. To the corner. Gantula for three. It's off the rim. Rebound by Tellefson and the Wolves. Outlet pass now for Olsen. He's on the left wing. 12-10 to play. Riverdale by three. There's a three by Tellefson. Oh, good. From the NBA line. Holy mackerel.
Oh, that boy can shoot tonight, boy.
We are tied at 47. Just under 12 remaining here in the first part of the second half. Pass goes to the middle, and there's Bevan Dennis going for a two. It's no good. Olsen gets the loose change and now brings it across the timeline. Olsen to the right side. Ellison takes up the knee, shoots another three. Just missed it. Rebound by the Chieftains. Blankenship with a rebound. Brings it across half court. Now he'll streak down low. Tough shot. Good. Blankenship takes it all
nice
the way
shot.
In. 49-47.
Then he almost got a turnover here.
Almost. Knocked it away from Ellison.
It's going to be white. Yep. Wanniwog.
Wanniwog will have it. All right. So it will be along the end line. Riverdale has kept this pressure on tonight. Railing catches the inbound. Olsen back to Gregorov. Gregorov up now to Olsen. He penetrates, fires to Tellefson on the baseline. Fallaway jumper on the way. Good for two. He's got another one tonight, and that makes it 49-49. We're tied again.
And we're going to the wire, Phil.
Down to the wire. Dennis, top of the circle. Back up three. On the way. No good. Rebound, Tellefson. Fires out to Olsen. And the Wolves take it the other way. There goes the railing. Takes a shot. And he is fouled on the play. He'll get two.
Looks like Blankenship on the foul.
Okay. You are right.
I like when you say that, Phil.
You are right. Get that on your hotkey. Second foul for Blankenship. Free throw for Railing is no good.
You know, the first half they shot five out of six.
Close
free
line.
Throws, yeah. And right now they're two out of seven.
This one in the air, and that one is no good for Railing. Good rebound by Henry Drone.
I'm sorry, two out of eight.
Pass comes to Bevan Dennis, 49 apiece. Riverdale and Wanniwog Center in this one. Here's Dennis handing it off now to Gantula. He'll drive free throw line left, hands off to Blankenship. Owen on a drive in the lane, pulls up nothing, gives back to Dennis. Bevan shot on the way, and it is good. We're seeing some memorable nights here tonight for a couple of shooters.
Yes,
my
yes,
goodness. 51-49. Riverdale gets the steal. Henry with a save. Didn't spill a drop of his Diet Pepsi. Good job, Henry. So they're going to ask.
That's twice, brother.
Yeah. You haven't lost any. It'll be Riverdale basketball.
That's a turnover for Wanniwog, too. Huh?
Riverdale leading by two.
Turnovers are big right now. I mean.
Yep, tight ball game. Dennis on a move in the lane. Hangs not on the shot. You'll get two
foul.
Free throws. So Bevan Dennis to the free throw line.
Foul on number one.
Tommy Railing?
Tommy Railing. Yeah.
All right. So Dennis tonight, 3 of 3 from the line.
He's got blood, so.
Oh, okay. We're going to check that on the floor.
And the new blood rule is, I mean, if a coach is smart and reads the rule book, and I'm not putting anybody down, as soon as the offender, the blood person, goes to the sideline, you have 20 seconds, okay? At that point, you can replace him. So after the 20 seconds.
Okay.
So, which the horn blows at 15 seconds. So.
Sure. We don't want to replace Bevin, I don't think. He's in there. He's going to take a free throw. It's up, and it is good.
Railing is the kid from that had the blood.
Oh, I thought you said Bevin. I must have misunderstood.
Braylon, I'm sorry.
All right. Second one on the way, and this one is good. So Dennis hands both free throws. Timeout, Riverdale. They lead 53-49 over 1-1 Center. 10:15 to play in the ballgame on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Foggy Bottom Woodwork specializes in meeting customers' unique needs. Whether it's one small cabinet or cabinetry and millwork for the entire house, all stained and finished to match, Foggy Bottom Woodworks is the one to call. Also, now doing custom engraved wooden signs. Call Rick at 739-4440 for a free in-home estimate. Stop at Foggy Bottom Woodworks, located at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or visit foggybottomwoodworks.com.